Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
All these things that we own, the house we live in, the car's going to rust, and all these things that we cherish. In 100 years, if the Lord doesn't come in 100 years, it's going to be gone. All these things you've wrapped your life around, building businesses or houses. I mentioned last week, I'll say it again, okay? Because y'all know I am crazy. I said it one time a while back. I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. We save and we save and we save. And I read the passages of Scripture. Again, nothing wrong with saving, just understand what I'm saying here. Nothing wrong with that. We need to provide for a family, grandchildren, and all that. But anyway, but remember, I read a passage of Scripture a week or two ago about that farmer. In about two or three verses, he kept using the word I. I'm going to build me bigger barns. Man, look at me. What am I going to do? I mean, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to I. And God said, thou fool, tonight thy soul will be required of thee. Well, the thought is this. What happened to his crops? Well, somebody else harvested them crops. Husband, when you die, they're going to be a new man sitting in your lazy boy watching that TV. That you provide, I'm kidding, but you know the point, right? You cannot take it with you. It's going to be burned up anyway. He's spoken in existence, he'll take it out of existence. Only God can create. Man can build, but God creates. Then some last thoughts here. What a mighty God we serve. And if God could do that, and he did, spoke it into existence. What could he do in your life if we just simply have faith and believe and trust? Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The last point, if God can do this, creation, and he did, don't you think God can do, and I put this word great things in your life, and we look at great big things, and I understand it. The point I'm trying to make is, God could take these problems that we're fussing about and fighting and fretting over, that ain't nothing for God. Right. Nothing. The God who spoke in existence can take your problems. And if he doesn't take your problems away, God's grace is sufficient. I have to remember that. Let me close this. I was somewhere, I think it was at a banquet, yes, or Southeast Bible, somewhere, last day or two. Might have been the Thursday morning Bible study. Anyway, they were talking about people having difficulties in life. Well, I know what it was. I was talking Thursday, Brother Ray. I messed up your class Thursday, okay? I talked about the judgment of God in people's lives, in believers' lives. We get to Hebrews chapter number 12 about God chastening his children. And I mentioned in Thursday morning Bible study, somebody asked me afterwards about this, that you have to be very careful when something happens in somebody's life. Don't you say God must be judging you. Remember Job's friends? Somebody gets seriously ill or loses a family member, some awful tragedy happens. Never, ever, 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 ever think, well, you must be out of God's will. You love on him, encourage him, but we'll say this, and I'm going to close. God does chasten his people. If you're not chastened of God, book Hebrews said 12, you don't belong to him. You're not in him. And again, I mentioned Thursday in that Bible study, you're going to have to correct all this, Ray, when you come back next Thursday, that in the cycles of discipline, that God can and he will take you home. Now, I don't know when that would be. Remember the church at Corinth? They observed the Lord's Supper improperly. The word was unworthily. Not unworthy. None of us are worthy. The word is unworthily. It's the manner in which they observed the Lord's Supper. They did it irreverently. They didn't take it seriously. And 1 Corinthians 11 said, and because of that, some of you, many of you are sick. Sickly is the word. Sickly. And some of you sleep. Now, the word sleep there does not mean they're at home in their sleep number bed just taking it easy. No, the word means they're dead. Okay. And God did that. God will judge his people. Peter talks about that. Judgment will begin at the house of God. Okay. Let me give you one more. I see I got y'all's wheels turning. Now, we don't know when that's going to be, if that would happen. Only God would know. He's a judge. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. We read that in Hebrews chapter number 10. Again, he's not talking to unbelievers. He's talking to believers. And then in 1 John, it says this, and I'll leave this one with you. There is a sin unto death. And I pray you don't ask for it. You don't pray for it. And there's so much there, but he said there is a sin unto death. What is that sin? I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. But could it be that you get so far away from God that he says, well, I'm going to bring you home? Let me give you one more thing. Verse number 39. One minute. Look in verse number 39 of Hebrews 10. This is what I'm talking about. Verse number 38. Now, just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. He's talking about believers. They're not going to lose their salvation, but they went back. They're apostate. They went back to the Jewish thing. That can apply to us. I don't know. Well, that's a whole other story. But anyway, they've gone back. They've deserted God. They did not lose their salvation. He says, I don't have no pleasure in them. Look at verse number 39. But we are not of them who drew back into perdition. Now, the word perdition is defined different ways. We know that Lucifer, or Jews, that was the son of perdition. Other ones we talk about. But here, the word perdition means total loss. Do you know that your life as a believer, you could so live your life as a believer that it's wasted? A total loss. You haven't lost your salvation, but you're useless for the cause of Christ. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul, the preservation. Again, we're not talking about losing your salvation. There is so much here. And that's the reason I started the introduction this morning, Hebrews 11. Paul's encouraging these believers, man, stay with it. Stay with the stuff. The just shall live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And next week, we're going to look at Abel. And then we'll look at Enoch. And we're going to look at Noah. And I'll give you a quick outline. There's the worship of faith. There's the walk of faith, because Enoch walked with God. And then there's the work of faith. Noah built that ark 120 years. And we'll see how all lines up. And Abraham, you know, he was the wandering of faith. Can you imagine going home telling your wife, hey, we're pack up, we're going. Where are we going? I don't know. Just get your suitcases. God said, good, we're heading now. He's the wandering of faith. Anyway, it's a wonderful section of scripture, Hebrews chapter number 11. But it's for us today to just simply believe God. No matter what comes our way, we simply believe God. Our Father, we thank you for your word, for the truth of scripture. We thank you for that saving faith. Pray that we can serve you with a living faith and hold to our system of faith. Lord, may we share it with others. Lord, bless the morning worship. May you be pleased with all that takes place here. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.